570 people from all over the country sign this petition, but we really need EPA to take this seriously.
Hi, this is Lance Treadwell from Albany, New York. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Perfect.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin Maiman. You're listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM. Today I'm here with my friend Brian Auer. Brian, you want to say hello?
Hello.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Justin, thank you for having me. I'm great.
He's live in the studio here. We're going to get to much more of that in a little bit. You're listening to a little bit of Tom Waits. Brian has created the whole playlist for today's show. I've never allowed anybody to do that, Brian.
I'm honored, Justin.
All right, let's listen to some music. We'll be back in a second.
Well, inebriated, good evening to you all. Welcome to Raphael's Silver Cloud Lounge. Slip me a little crimson, Jimson. Give me the lowdown, Brown. I was a scoop, Betty Poop. I'm on my way into town. Chris Everetta. I'd like to thank Duana for opening the program for us. I'm so goddamn horny, the crack of dawn better be careful around me. Well, yeah. I want to pull on your coat about something here tonight. Yeah. Little news I like to throw your direction. See, I used to know a girl. Yeah, and it was a hubba hubba and ding, ding, ding. I said, baby, you got everything. A week later, it was a hubba hubba and ding, ding, dong. Baby, it sure didn't last too long. I know things are tough all over. They ain't getting any better. But I was moved. Kind of scribbled a little bit of a kind of an emotional weather forecast for you this evening. What I'm talking about is, well, you know, I've been playing in nightclubs and staying out all night long and coming home late and gone for 3 months, come back and everything in your refrigerator turns into a science project. So you get designs on a waitress, you know. She got 3 or 4 kids. She's sorting out her checks and she's counting out her change. You say, hey, baby, heat me up a pair of claw on the radar range. Well, then it gets real cold. What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. It's cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. But there was no severe weather well into the afternoon. Kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom. Covering the eastern portion of a small suburban community with a 1034 millibar high pressure zone and a weak pressure ridge extending from my eyes down to my cheeks. Since you left me, baby, put the vice grips on my mental health. Well, the extended outlook for an indefinite period of time till you come back to me, baby. High tonight, low tomorrow, and precipitation is expected.
That, of course, was Tom Waits. I'm Justin Maiman, and my friend Brian Auer is here today. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Justin. Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. I love how in there's certain references that I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about. Like, it's in California from, you know, almost 50 years ago, that record.
1975, which when I played it... So, for those of you who just tuned in, Brian is here. He figured out the playlist for today. It's the first time ever I've allowed that to happen. So this is a big day. But I really, I trust Brian's choices in music. But why he's really here is because he's a tremendous painter who, he's an oil painter. We'll get into that in a little bit. But in his studio up here in Perling, he tends to paint to a lot of music. And so that's what he built this playlist around. And I'll stop talking. Brian, what is it that makes for like a perfect song to paint to?
Well, first off, when I like you mentioned, I do paint in oil, so oils are very messy, and I wear latex gloves. So when I select music to paint to, I'm conscious of the fact that I don't want to be taking my gloves off and changing songs and changing my what I'm listening to. So it's kind of important to me to just select something that I you know, familiar with, that I really like, and that I could listen to straight through, or if it's a certain artist that I want to listen to, if I trust in their all their music, I might shuffle all their songs, but I'm careful not to shuffle my whole, you know, iTunes library, because there's a lot of music on there I don't really like to paint to. But Tom Waits, I started listening to Tom Waits like in the mid 90s, and at first when I was introduced to him, it was some of his later stuff, that middle stuff, that like carnival sounding stuff, but which I really liked, but I maybe didn't quite understand it at the time. And so I started from the beginning of his career, the early stuff, which was singer songwriter stuff, sort of love songs. Mm-hmm. And then I got Nighthawks at the Diner, which we're listening to right now. And I fell for it immediately. I think his genius comes through with his, he's funny. He's a wonderful storyteller, and it provided for me companionship. I'd say it's a record you want to listen to straight through. I think like all his records, I wouldn't shuffle Tom Waits. It just doesn't really make sense. And now and again, if I hear Tom Waits on a radio station, it's so out of context for me. I'm like, I'm almost like, what song is this? What record is this on? I'm used to listening to him straight through. And
so I'm glad when you shared the playlist last night, I was psyched that I had this on vinyl. I think it's the only thing we'll play on vinyl today. Mm. But we'll come back to Tom Waits at the end of the show.
Yes.
But you, like, tell me what... So we're going to go into song two, which I know is an artist very close to your heart. And do you want to go right into it, or do you want to talk a little bit about the DB before we do it?
Well, we could talk a little bit. I mean, so, you know, I was thinking about music and, for myself, painting. So ideally when I'm painting, if I could have a session where I could listen to four albums, mm-hmm. that would be ideal. But that's really tough for me, just with all my other, with everything else that's going on in my life. So, you know, two to three is sort of what my goal, and more realistically these days, it's like one. So, you know, I'll pick a record and I'll listen to it, and sometimes I'll get lost in that record, and sometimes I'll stumble upon certain things I haven't heard before in that record. Or sometimes like if I'm in a really good group painting, the whole record will just go by me, and I forgotten maybe even what I've listened to, or my mind might be somewhere else when I'm painting. It's also given me an opportunity to listen to music more so than I've had, like, or if I'm in the car, or I don't really sit in a chair and listen to music. I'd like to think I do. I collect records, but rarely do I just put a record on and sit and listen to it. And I like so many kinds of music, but there's certain music that doesn't move me to paint. Like, I mean, there's certain, you know, I love jazz, but I rarely listen to jazz when I paint. I love classic rock, but I don't really paint to classic rock. So I've always been like a big David Bowie fan, and another artist who has a wide span of music and a career of constantly evolving and growing. But I guess in the like mid 90s or so, I stopped listening and buying music. I mean, I don't mean I stopped listening, but I wasn't really searching for new music. I still listened to a lot of the music from the 80s and whatnot that I've always liked. But so it wasn't until about 5 years ago that I decided to go back and buy all that late 90s, 2000s David Bowie music, which I was familiar with certain songs that maybe became a radio hit or a hit, but I bought all that stuff to listen to, and I loved it. There were some great records that I think when people think of David Bowie, maybe, you know, they think obviously the Ziggy Stardust, and they think of you know, Let's Dance put him on the map, and, you know, very, you know, all over the world. But that 2000 stuff I think is great. So I chose a song from I believe it's from Hours, which is a song I really like. I think it's a beautiful song, and and a theme to a lot of the songs that I like. I think are songs that have maybe have some pathos in it, but have like some passion and some, you know, little energy. So I think this song sort of has all that.
All right. Well, that's kind of a perfect intro. Here's David Bowie, Something in the Air.
Something in the air.
Hey, Brian, we're back.
Yes, that was, I'm like a DJ here. That was The Clash with Combat Rock. One of my favorite all-time records that came out in 1982 when I was 11. And it just, it's so strong today, that record. And my kids love it. And glad to choose a song from that and play it.
All right, so we've heard David Bowie. We've heard The Clash. We started off with Tom Waits.
Yeah, and I will apologize. I'm pretty predictable with my music, so it's
predictable to who?
Well, it's a lot of it's the same music I've been listening to since the '80s. So I'm apologetic and non-apologetic at the same time. It's great music, and it's what moves me and inspires me. So.
I think it's really clear that the music that we hear at a certain age in our lives, like our teens and early 20s, is the music that you keep coming back to, even if you. I keep discovering new music and artists all the time, but there's that like decade, you know, in your formative years that you always, I think, come back to.
Yeah, I agree 100%. The Clash, especially that record, I'm taken back to a certain time. Like, it's so vivid for me. My memories of like when I was younger and listening to that record, and I don't listen to a lot of new music, but I think you're right. Like, and you know, I might hear a song here or there that I like, and But I haven't really felt attached to any newer bands in a long time. So
getting back to the inspiration that you mentioned, mm-hmm. and your painting practice, so you go into the studio. I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit of the ritual, like as you you literally walk into the studio, you know you have an hour or two to just paint. How does that whole thing kind of play out? What do you do to get ready or?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I've never, oftentimes people ask me like, what do I do for inspiration? And I've always responded, I don't need any inspiration. I just put music on and paint. And that's pretty much true, except if I'm really tired, then I got to be careful not to sit down because I might fall asleep. So depending on my mood, maybe I might go through my phone and look for like something that satisfies my mood, but I could just put on like Tom Waits record, and you know, although there's like 20 plus and or a Bowie record, and just start painting. Some of my larger paintings, I spend more time on, so there's a process and of you know, of stopping and coming back and stopping and coming back. But lately, I've been doing these, you know, quicker renderings of some of the shapes from my abstract paintings, and so I might do a painting in one sitting. I mean, that doesn't really impact what music I choose. But I guess if, thinking about it now, if I'm working on a painting for a while and my mood is this one day, I guess the painting can be influenced by that a little bit, slightly. Yeah.
What about when you walk into your studio, you're putting on a new outfit, right? Like you have a painting outfit. It's like your superhero change. What is that like?
Yeah, well, when I was younger and I was a cool artist, I used to get oils all over me and walk out with oil paints all over me. And it was like
to show the world.
A badge of honor. Like, look at me, you know, and I'd have like black oil paint in my fingernails. And then I think it was when I started bartending, I realized, I don't know if I was told or realized, hey, I need to have clean hands to bartend. So I have clothes that I put on because oil paints are very messy. They're alive and they take days to, you know, they'll stay alive and wet for a few days or whatnot. So I you know, I'll change and I wear latex gloves and I try to just zero in on paint and not be distracted too much, except, you know, that's why if I put on music, I want it to at least be, you know, 40 minutes to an hour long, because then I could take a quick little break and you know, take my gloves off. And
yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I you know, for me and my painting, it's like I do mostly abstract painting. So I just dive into it and I sort of, you know, it's my paintings are growing and they're evolving, and there's some things that I try that I think work and some things that don't. You know, painting in oils gives you, there's some leeway in that of you know, maybe kind of covering up mistakes or erasing in a sense. I like to paint. I like to, you know, groove to the music that I'm painting to or get into it and the lyrics and you know, that's that.
All right. So DJ again, cue up this next song for us.
All right. Where are we here? Let's see. Some more Brian's painting 80s music are we doing? Can I pick any of these?
You can skip wherever you want.
All right. So, you know, COVID comes and one of the things I like missed about when COVID hit was going to see live music. And when live music came back, if there was one band I'd want to see, I would have said LCD Sound System. I got to see them a few times since then. I actually got a bad case of COVID, I believe, from there, but that's all good. It was worth it. So let's play. I mean, I think these guys are just, I love this band, and painting to them, when I paint, I move and puts me in a great mood. So let's play, we're going to play an LCD Sound System song off of American Dream. I think it's called Change Your Mind, but it's Change Your Mind with YR.
Nice. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Brian and I are live in the ACRA studio. Here's LCD Sound System.
you slipping away. I feel you slipping away. Don't want to hear it all now. Oh, how I'm slipping away. I can't make you a promise. We're not professionals. But if you don't like what it feels like, and if you don't like where it's led, it could be over if you change your mind. 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 You can change your mind. You can change your
cover my cell phone.
we're back, Brian.
Yes, we are, Justin.
What was that?
Another song from one of my favorite all-time bands, like one of the Bunnymen, a band which I try to see in concert whenever I can, if they come around, and I love them, and they're, you know, I could put them on start to finish any record, and just paint to them and enjoy it.
So I'm here with Brian Naur. He is a Catskills and Brooklyn-based painter. You can check out all of his paints and painting your paints. You don't call it that. You can check out his paintings at briannaur.com. That's BRIANKNAUER. But, of course, there'll be links to Brian's website on the WGXC show page and on my Tumblr for Ginger Radio Hour. There's a lot of work on your website, Brian, including, like you mentioned earlier, lots of abstract work. But then there's a lot of figurative work, especially with the Baron, starring the Baron. And I was hoping you could tell the audience a little bit about who the Baron is.
Sure. Well, the Baron was inspired from a real life obituary when mid to late 90s, I started when I used to read newspapers. I used to enjoy reading the obituary sections, like a lot of people did. They were, you know, pretty fascinating, people dying who were major contributors in one way or another to something historical. And they were also very funny, amusing. It's not funny that they died, of course, but they're a lot like the, you know, perhaps what they've done, maybe.
Yeah, their life stories are.
I remember, sure. I remember like there was the original Morris the Cat was once featured as an obituary. So Baron Enrico di Portanova, if I remember correctly, was a flamboyant member of a jet set society, read his headline. And his favorite things in life were sun, sex, and spaghetti. He lived this is how it read, and he lived off of $1.2 million a month. So for a struggling artist at the time, it was, you know, making ends meet, and this fascinated me in today's terms, doesn't even seem like that much money, but
sure.
I always felt like the way I interpreted it was that this guy was getting a check every month for $1.2 million a month, so for doing nothing except, so, you know, of course he relished in that sort of character, and he wore tuxedos all the time, and he was surrounded by beautiful women, and just drank good champagne and smoked good cigars. So it's nothing too highbrow. It was just fantasy, and I started painting this.
Was there a photo in the obit?
There was, yeah, and I believe he might have had a tuxedo on in the obituary, and so I sort of exaggerated his hair. I gave him this long hair, and I had a good friend of mine at the time, who we've sort of went different paths, but I still like to consider him a good friend. Who's a poet, Ernie Hilbert. He used to come up with these wonderful like titles, and I think he wrote some poems about him. So we would play on that. And so I've done, you know, I did these paintings. It was a good way for me to sort of see like the progress of my painting skill, and also to sort of like express myself a different way. And through the years, the Baron, you know, he settled down. He became more autobiographical.
Ah, like you.
Huh. Yeah, he became sort of mirrored me more, and he settled down, and he had children, and it was less. His life became a little less sexy than it was, and then the Baron is completely metamorphosis now to me and to me and to now just I forgot to mention that the Baron also the fantasy was that he collect Brian Naur abstract paintings. That
of
was
course,
it. So,
sure.
So I used to feature the Baron with my paintings sort of somewhere in the background and whatnot, so now I still do some figurative work, and I'm starting to blend some more of my shapes into some of my figurative work.
So I love the idea of the alter ego, which mm-hmm. is why I've, but I also just think, I think you're a great figurative painter, and, those Baron pieces, especially the early ones, have always struck me. There's too many to mention, but it just occurred to me, I just had a brainstorm. So maybe you come back in a couple of months, and maybe the Baron programs a playlist for Ginger Radio Hour.
I would love that. Absolutely. Yeah.
It'd be interesting to compare the two, like fantasy Brian and real Brian, IRL Brian.
Yeah, well, my mind is spinning right now, thinking of some stuff. Absolutely, we can do that. Yeah, but I'd have to worry. We'd have to both like be lounge setting.
We maybe. Could dress up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Maybe we do it at night too. That seems like a better idea. Well, although the sun. Anyway, let's play another song and then we'll come back and talk some more. What
sure,
do you want to do?
Sure. So let's play. I introduced my daughter to the Cranberries. Again, another 80s band, which I loved and I find very passionate about in their music, which moves me. And when I introduced my daughter to the Cranberries, we kind of exhausted, the three records that I've had of theirs. And then, sort of like David Bowie, I was like, oh, they had a whole like later career, which I'm not familiar with. So we bought them. And unfortunately, the lead singer passed away a few years ago at a young age. And but they made great music. And this is a song. Which one are we playing here? Oh, yeah. From Bury the Hatchet, Loud and Clear. So here's the Cranberries.
Here we go. pretty good, Brian.
I agree. Yeah, the Sex Pistols, I can never go wrong. I just, if I'm like, you know, not sure what I want to listen to, I'll just, like, you know, I could throw that on and it'll, you know, give me a jolt and then I'll paint and love listening to them.
So we have headphones on here in the studio, and it got me thinking a little bit about, like, how you're listening to stuff in your studio, whether you have headphones on or what.
Yeah, I do listen to headphones. I used to listen to CDs and then Neighbors, or I like to listen to music loud, so I think maybe that's when I started converting to headphones. But yeah, Bluetooth wireless headphones are amazing. I prior to that, I used to listen to headphones with a cord, and the cord always would get in my way, and the cord would always get full of paint and then get me full of paint. And so wireless headphones are truly like the just a wonderful.
So recently you brought all of your work out of your studio in Brooklyn.
I did.
And brought it up here. And all of that process, I know we've talked a lot about this, but has kind of changed some of the trajectory of your painting practice. So I was hoping you could talk a little bit about, like, what you're doing now.
Yeah, I got word that I was losing my studio space in Brooklyn. The landlord was going to look to make more money, which is a, you know, common case in the city. So when I was given a few months leeway, and I decided I didn't want to paint on canvas because of, I didn't want to accumulate more stuff, so I decided to paint on paper and so that I can continue to paint. And I had this idea of sort of deconstructing my shapes from my larger abstractions to these gestural paintings on paper, quick. And I did, and I started doing those, and then I sort of falling in love with doing them. So I've been doing quite a lot of them, and now I'm starting to transfer those onto canvas, which, you know, the painting on paper is it's also very challenging, because if I make a mistake, I really can't cover the mistake up. So it's sort of challenging me to, with, you know, my angles and my curves and gestures and straight lines. And so that's been a good sort of it's been very good practice for me. And they're also, you know, they dry, and I just fold them up and put them in a portfolio. And I've been, you know, giving them away to some close friends. So maybe, you know, maybe I'll give you one, Justin.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Thank you.
And yeah, so, but they're fun. And also, like, it's part of them is working with colors that I mix. So I've sort of mixed like 16 different colors. I've made a color chart, and I've been seeing what colors I think work the best together, in my opinion, or what colors don't work together at all. So it's sort of a study and a practice in terms of like the shapes and colors. And as I'm moving forward and putting them on canvas, I'm super excited about them, because I think that they translate really well. And I'm looking forward to putting them in a larger scale. And so it's like these minimalist paintings that I want to sort of enlarge. And I think that individually, if someone were to look at them, they, you know, might shrug and be like, yeah, this is just a, you know, like an arc, a half circle.
Gesture. Yeah.
Gesture, you know, very, not, it's not that, but I think if you look at it in the scope of my body of work, and from A to B to Z, whatever, like, I think they make more sense. And that's something that's very important to me, is like the longevity and the body of work is of an artist. So I'm excited to see where these go. I think they're going to go to a larger scale. And now that I have a lot of studio space here in Perling, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully I'll be able to do that.
So we're in the studio together live in Accra. And, of course, it's beautiful here at WGXC. And I'm looking over your shoulder at the mountains. And I'm wondering if you think the mountains will start to make themselves, and I know you have a view of the mountains from your place and your studio, if they're going to start showing up or if they'll influence what you're doing next.
Yeah, I'm not certain it will or not. I'm at a point in my life where I'm really comfortable as a painter, and so I sort of just focus in on what it is I'm trying to accomplish. but it is really nice up here, especially on a day like today. In the summer, the weather hasn't been very great, and I've been complaining an awful lot about it. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how when the weather gets colder, and certainly how that impacts my studio. Probably will be a little cold. I have to figure out proper heating. And being a family man, I'll have less time than the summer, but to paint. But I think maybe I'll start doing some landscape painting. No, I don't think so.
What? I mean, you're not going to, Thomas Cole isn't going to all of a sudden one day inspire you?
Well, when I first started painting when I was 8, I learned painting from a woman in my neighborhood who taught art classes, Ruth Brew, I believe her name was, and we did mountainscapes.
Nice.
I have some of them still, and some flowers and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Yeah. So we're bringing Tom Waits. I'm just bringing Tom Waits in, like, very quietly underneath us.
Okay. This has been a lot of fun. I hope to do this again sometime.
Well, I appreciate you coming by.
This is the ending to this record, Nighthawks at the Diner.
It is, yeah. Accoutrement.
Yeah, he makes me laugh, and he's such a wonderful storyteller and my companion to paint too, so.
Well, that's a perfect way to close up this hour. I want to thank you for coming by. I want to encourage everybody to go to briannauer.com, check out your paintings. You can also check out the WGXC Ginger Radio Hour show page for links. And there's a photo of Brian and of one of his paintings as well.
Thank you, Justin.
My pleasure. Let's listen to some Tom Waits. And thank you for listening to Ginger Radio Hour. Thank you to Brian. This is WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, and this is Tom Waits. And the soul and inspirations are playing. Yeah, and you're cutting a rug and pulling on a coat and the moat, and the band is kicking and doing some long version of Harlem Nocturne or something. You got the signs of the girl in the corner. You say, "Say, baby." Live around here. Yeah. I think I'm gonna plant you now, and I'm gonna dig you later. Make like a bakery truck and haul buns. Think like a hockey player and get the fuck out of here. I gotta go see a man about a dog. I'll see you later. Thank you very much for coming this evening.